If you look at how entrepreneurship is glamorized on social media, you'd think that it's easy and exciting and fun for 98% of the time. Truth is, it's the reverse. Entrepreneurship is super difficult and lonely. Most successful entrepreneurs spend their days fighting fires and trying to stay ahead of the next problem. I'm Bobby Mason. I've had two successful exits as CEO and a few epic bombs. I'm now the CEO and founder of GoMahi.com, a new high-growth crowdsolving platform that will use college students to change the world of innovation. This is my daily story about the successes and failures I encounter while I try to grow a business from $0 to millions in a matter of years. Welcome to my life. Phone call this morning, and you're gonna start learning that I'm very excited or very hyped on innovation and doing things differently. So I believe you need to constantly innovate, and I believe the greatest form of innovation is through being different. And I was talking about a social media strategy with someone this morning, and they sent me all these Instagram pages that they love and Instagram pages that they want to mimic. And I think the biggest problem with mimicking pages is those pages already exist. The world doesn't need another one of those pages. I talked to the CEO of one of the larger marketing companies in Silicon Valley, and he explained to me, or I asked him, how in the world do they market differently? How are they always putting out new promotions that are just dominating the industry? And he said, I have a rule in the company. Myself, the executives, and the managers are not allowed to look at social media advertisements or look at advertisements on the television. If an ad comes up, they're supposed to switch the channel. They're supposed to make sure they swipe through any type of social media that involves advertisements or sales or personal brands. And he said the reason they do that is because they legitimately have no idea. His company has no idea what's popular in the market right now. So that allows him to make campaigns every single week that are so unique that they just catch people's attention. And I think that is just brilliant. That is a brilliant form of innovation. And the reason I think it's so brilliant is because each of us consume thousands of pieces of content a day. And if it's not extremely different than the first 999 pieces of content, we just keep swiping right. Our brains don't activate unless we see something so unique, something so different that we've never seen before, that our brains actually turn on. We need to see something that turns our brains on. We need to see it. And so, social media strategy, don't try to copy other people's. Just do your own. Speak your truth. Do your thing. Real estate game is tough. I know, I've really been preaching on real estate the last couple days, and I don't know why. Probably because I live it every day, but sometimes when you own properties, man, does it blow. We had a furnace go out. We have a leaky roof in one of our buildings. Yes, and with that leaky roof, that means with all of that snow out there, we have to go up there and shovel the entire roof off. I mean, that's not that bad, but we can't fix it until it's actually 50 degrees above zero, which will happen in multiple months, which means we will be shoveling that roof all the time, and that's real life. As long as I'm on real estate, really quick, as long as I'm on real estate, here we go. Once again, you better freaking preach your truth if you're in the real estate game. I don't know why I'm just so focused on this idea of agents in real estate. Really, it goes for anything, if you're a salesman, marketer, whatever, but specifically real estate. I was thinking about it today. If you're not building a personal brand, you're gonna die. And the reason I'm saying that is because, think about it. Eventually, real estate agents, their actual jobs will be deemed useless. Companies like Zillow and other large technology companies are trying to eliminate the real estate agent. And they will win at some point. It might not be today, it might not be tomorrow. It's probably gonna be in like 10 years, but it's real life. That's what they're working on. They're working on eliminating all agents. And the only way you can still win, the only way people will still use you instead of the software that's cheaper, is if you have a personal brand that brings them more value than a computer can or this phone can. So make sure you work on that personal brand. You need to do it. Please, 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 please. It just gets me so hyped up. I can't help it. You need to do it. I've been talking to people about it for the last several days, and I'm not gonna stop. Getting the headphones in, getting prepared for a nice 3-hour phone meeting. At least we got it time blocked from 5 o'clock to 8:30. We're ready to go Saturday night. Fun, fun stuff. We're gonna figure out what our plans are for the next month. We're gonna make sure we create attainable goals that we need to hit. It's necessary. If you're starting a company, or even if you're just living normal life, make sure you create monthly goals, because it gives you something to strive for. It gives you that vision that you need to capture. That is what we're working on today, because I need to make sure I have a vision. I have a goal that I need to accomplish by the end of February. And if I get to February 20th and I'm not close to accomplishing that goal, that means I need to work overtime. I need to stay up all night because I need to make it happen. That is my job. And without any goals or any vision to follow, you ultimately don't accomplish as much. I don't know if anyone can relate to this at all, but man, your heart beats when you're migrating something. So when you're running a website, sometimes you need to migrate it onto a different URL, and sometimes you need a reverse proxy so it kind of hides another site. This is all stuff that I just started to learn. But I just did a migration on GoDaddy.com, a site that I put about, I don't know, 3 months of time into. They tried to migrate that site that I put 3 months of time into, and it deleted the freaking site. And to say that I was super happy would be a lie. And they actually said, you know what? We lost it. We don't know what to do. So I sat there with my heart in my throat, felt sick to the stomach, like, come on. And I definitely recommend anyone out there, you should back up your site. The only reason why I didn't is because they said there's no reason to do it, because there's no data you can lose here, because we're not even doing a migration. We're just switching it. We're just switching the domain. So I trusted them and I was freaking out. Good news, I just got a call back from them. They found a backup and it's back up and running. You can find it at gomahi.com. I'm excited. We have a demo site that we're about to get ready to launch for you. It's not the fun, exciting site that's being made by our web developers, but it's a site you can look at, a site you can kind of interact with, and it'll get better and better every single week. So it went from low point, baby, to a high point. So pretty excited. And you know what? If you look at the clock, if you're watching the video, 10:40, gonna go celebrate by going bowling. Yep, gonna go bowling Saturday night. Work's done at 10:40. Bowling time with people. That's how you finish a week.